do you think that we drink too much? Do you think that we are alcoholics?
I was like, dang. I thought I was going to get my ass beat.
Letty is one of the hardest working women that I know. What was your first impression of Mando?
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another Cruda Realidad podcast episode
38, baby. Sheesh. Let's get it.
And today we have with us somebody very important in my life, but we're doing this because it is Mother's Day week. Yep. So, dun, 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 introducing... Dale, ma, ¿quién? ¿Quién eres, ma?
Nada más y nada menos.
La mera, mera.
There es you go. You guys, today we have my mom on the podcast because it is Mother's Day week. And I did ask you guys to send us any messages, anything you guys might want to ask my mom about, whatever. Whatever it is you guys wanted. Ma, somebody even asked for your sangria recipe, but we're not going to talk about that right now. Let's skip that. We'll get to that later.
That is one of her secrets in life.
Literally.
She wouldn't even do the sangria in front of you, so you won't steal
no,
it.
No, what's
know?
Funny is que cuando se lo he pedido, no me lo quiere dar, but bruh, she literally sent me my whole life to buy all the ingredients, so I know exactly how to make it, but
you don't know, but you don't know like myself. Portions.
I do. Esa la pura mamada. Hasta que
no,
que
no.
Anyways, all right, let's get to it. Dale, babe.
Well, let me go ahead and introduce her from my perspective. Letty is one of the hardest working women that I know. She's always echándole ganas at work, always grinding. If there's an opportunity to help anyone, even if she doesn't have time to do it, she's going to go ahead and do it. So, yeah, she is one of the hardest working women that I know. What's up, Letty? How you doing? How was your day today? Let's get started with that.
Well, estoy aquí, ya la libre, so estamos bien.
That's what's up.
I'm gonna say something just to say it because it's funny, because I was on live, and you guys know. Aquí vamos a empezar a las 8, y mi ma llegó a las 10:18 de la noche. ¿Qué estabas haciendo, ma?
Pero no quedamos a las 8.
¿Estás sumándose?
Yo dije, después de que cierre.
Y cierra a las 8.
Pero me tuve que hacer mi manita de gato.
Okay. It's because I'm like, maybe she forgot. I literally told Mando, did you call her? Because knowing my mom, yes or no, she would be like, ay, es que ya no me dijeron nada, so yo pensé que ya no.
No, that's why I text her like about 9:15. I was like, let me make sure she's coming because ya la conozco.
But she made it. Don't worry. I'm always late too. I just finished getting ready.
Yeah. Don't get started with being late because you're the number one.
Funny.
You're the number one, so no pasa nada. I do be late. But yeah, how was your day, Letty? Like you said, ya la liberamos, ya estamos aquí, but...
Ya estamos aquí. Pues muy bien.
No, wait. I'm going to interrupt you one more time. Yeah, it was the last time. Yesterday, we were supposed to shoot the podcast, right? Sí. Y luego, this morning, me llega una foto que you were having dinner at Texas in Brazil. I was like, oh my God. We had a date. We had a scheduled time, but no. She ended up eating steaks. ¿Quién te invitó? ¿Cómo tuvo la jugada ahí anoche?
Es que a mi esposo no le puedo decir right. No. Okay. Right. Entonces, él pasa trabajando. Entonces, ayer, él quería ir a comer ahí a Texas o Brasil. Desde diciembre.
Mm. Oh, my God. Okay. ¿Por qué me dices?
Desde diciembre. Pero, like, you know.
Random.
Siempre él pasa trabajando. Y ayer me dice, vamos a ir a comer a Texas o Brasil. Pero le dije, ya yo tenía mis planes contigo.
Compromiso, ya.
Sí. Dice, pues llámale a Mando y dile que si lo puedes hacer. Pero me acuerdo que tú me texteas y me dices, si no se puede hoy, pues mañana.
Right.
Y pues de ahí me agarré y dije, okay.
Can't say no to steaks.
Por eso te llamé y dije, okay.
And last night que me mandaste la foto, I didn't even put two and two together. Like, I forgot all about that you were coming. So when you sent it to me, I was, ah, how cute. But not even thinking like, oh, this is why she canceled. Mm-hmm. And then I even text her, damn, no invite, ? Because she didn't even invite us. She just sends us a selfie at Texas. Yeah. I've been wanting Texas to Brazil, or there's another one called Tierra Gaucha for how long, babe?
For like two months?
Yeah. I randomly say it. A ver, ¿quién me lleva?
Y nada.
Nada.
Bueno, ya te la soltaron ahí, ¿verdad?
Okay, maybe tomorrow, babe. Nah, ya que back.
Yeah, cause... I can't eat no more. I've been, you know how I'm like diet life my whole life, right? Mm-hmm. Since my birth, no, since we were in Mexico, I probably gained like 10 pounds by now. We've been eating. Es que todo el mundo me invita, let's go out to eat for your birthday. And I'll be like, let's go. Let's go get a drink for your birthday. And I'm like, let's go. Y ya estamos en, What the hell's today?
El 7,
el 8. El 8. And I'm still getting my invites ocho. Here and there.
Yeah. Enough. No more invites, you guys. Yeah. Moving on.
No. All month.
So we did ask a couple questions on the Instagram, right? And the number one question was, and I'm going to go ahead and get started. What was your first impression of Mando? See or no, babe? That was a lot
literally
of people asking that.
Everybody wanted to know that.
So I want to know too, because verdad, I have no idea.
Dije, pobrecito.
What is he getting himself into?
No sabe ni a dónde ha llegado. No, cuando yo te miré, te conocí, bueno, mis hijas saben que no pueden traer a la casa así nomás.
You
cualquier
heard?
Persona.
Facts. No. It's been engraved in us.
Nada. Tiene primero que tener una relación y ya que vean ellas que es más o menos estable.
Yeah.
Y entonces acercarlo a la familia. Porque no me van a traer hoy a José y mañana a Juan y luego a Samuel.
¿Ya ves?
Yeah. No. So, pero cuando ya te conocí a ti, sabía que iba a ser algo serio, porque al momento que ella te trajo alrededor de nosotros,
that means there was...
ya okay, yo sé okay. que ella va en serio con la relación y, mm-hmm. y pues una persona
now
bella.
You're stuck with me.
For real.
Y,
but yeah, I mean, you
te
knew
vas that, a querer.
You knew that it was something serious, but what did you think? Like, oh, he looks cool, or he looks boring, or lo
he
puedo,
was too quiet,
you know?
What?
No.
I think it was the day we went to the fair, right? Is that the first time you hung out? I don't even know.
Nah, it was at your tío Memo's.
No, yo, el que yo me recuerdo es cuando te hicimos la fiesta a ti en la casa. Que él
oh, that was estaba. Like the first time.
Oh, yeah, that was official.
Oh, my God, she goes to say some other...
Yeah, que convivimos, entonces,
okay.
Sí.
Yeah, and how did you see him? Chill?
Sí. Serio, yes. El hombre.
Así fácil, yo. Yeah.
Y se da a querer, o sea, él es muy carismático. Mm-hmm. O sea, no es chocante como otras personas.
You heard? By the way, we have Lily's older sister in the house. I mean younger. Sorry, just kidding. They say that kids are a reflection of their parents. Is Lily more like you or like her dad? And why?
Pues en forma de el carácter o lo luchona que es.
I mean, overall, whatever you want to say.
Pues me gusta que todas las metas que se propone las cumple. Mm-hmm. Y me parece que eso le da mucho crédito de que lo que se propone lo hace. Y en eso me parece que se parece a mí.
Mm-hmm.
Y pues a su papá también tiene algo media mandoncita. Querer las cosas.
Bossy.
Ajá.
Bossy vibes for sure.
Sí.
Mm-hmm.
Pero sí.
Man, for the people back home that don't know, Leti, she is a business owner for how many years already? 23 years, has a store, has had jewelry stores before, has had Western boots. What am I missing? Taco stands. De todo.
Mil usos.
She's been in the business forever. So, you know, she's been grinding for 23 years. So that's why she says that Lily has that grind in her. Mm-hmm. And who best to say it than her? Because she's been doing it for 23 years. You know?
And a cuál edad me tenías ahí trabajando? At the store, cash register.
Me van a llevar presa. Desde los 10.
Mm-hmm.
O sea, pero siempre con supervisión mía.
Yeah.
Pero era ella era muy inteligente. O sea, se aprendía los precios y a los 10 añitos ella podía correr el negocio sola.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she says que con ella, pero I don't know if you remember, when you first bought the store in West Tampa, tú todavía estabas en la de Ruskin by yourself.
Uh-huh.
So... los old owners todavía no se iban, pero you already had bought it. Y me dijiste, vete a la tienda y aprende todo lo que te puedes aprender. Ellos te van a enseñar cómo cortar la carne, cómo... I was 10.
That's crazy.
Cómo usar 10. El register. Ellos te van a decir un poquito de
so,
todo.
So, like Camila's age. A little
yeah,
Rudy's age.
Sí. Yeah.
What?
So, I went to the store.
These kids nowadays could never.
So, because the store that she actually bought was literally 4 houses down from where we grew up, from where we lived. So, por eso she could easily say, go to the store, because I just walk over there. And we knew the owners. We had known them forever since we were even smaller. So my mom had like all the confianza with them. And yeah, they would show me probably like maybe like 2 weeks before you actually came in. Mm-hmm. She would make me go every day for a few hours after school, you know?
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she's been grinding since 10 years old till now. Mm-hmm. And I mean, yeah. I think a lot of people did notice that you also have Chamoy Nito. He's actually an entrepreneur also. So, you know, it's just the legacy that you continue to grow. How do you feel about that? Like, proud about it?
Pues me siento muy orgullosa de mis cuatro hijos. Nito, pues, yo creo que de algo se les pegó. Porque todo el tiempo desde chiquitos han estado conmigo. O sea, ellos han estado, o sea, en la tienda, los fines de semana. Cuando no había escuela, me los llevaba a los tres. O sea, desde que tengo la primera tienda que era en Ruskin. Me los llevaba a los tres y ellos miraban lo que uno tenía que hacer en las tiendas y todo. Entonces, me acuerdo de Nito, yo tenía joyería en aquel entonces. Él agarraba y se ponía una mesita y se ponía el jewelry cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
Y él le preguntaba a los proveedores que llegaban a la tienda que ya me conocían, oye, ¿te puedo limpiar tu cadena? Te cobro $3.
Es grande.
Sí, o lo que tú quieras, yo te limpio. Entonces ya yo, para nomás que él, tú sabes, se entreteniera, le ponía su mesita y así. Ya, y le daban la cadena, cool. El anillo, ya él se ponía él a limpiarlo, ya yo le enseñaba cómo. Y ya se las daba bien shine y todo. Y le daban sus 3-4 pesitos. Uh-huh. Y desde entonces, pero eso le gustó. O sea, y ahora pues está conmigo ahí en la tienda.
Yeah.
Ahora también Mari.
Keeps you company there for sure. Sí. That's cool. And then Mari también ahora
started her business. Sí. My little sister recently started selling chocolate covered strawberries. And what's funny is que me estaba texteando before my birthday, telling me that she was so nervous to show me.
Oh, sí.
I was like, why are you so nervous to show me? And she's like, because I know that you're going to expect like the best, you know? And I was like, okay, okay. And when she brought them to me, I was shook. For being her first time ever, they looked literally like straight from a Pinterest, like, you know, like the top. Like,
yeah, I don't know how she got them so perfect.
Yeah, I was like
that quick.
Because Mando has tried to make them before. And I have too. Yeah,
it definitely did not look like that.
Yeah, no. But yeah, go ahead.
Someone said, I'm from San Jose, and I'm wondering, why did your mother move away from San Jose? What was the main reason? How long were you in San Jose, and then you moved?
Dos años.
That's it.
2 años.
So you moved from Tampa to San Jose, right?
Ajá. O sea que cuando yo me casé, me fui a San Jose. Mm-hmm. Ya estuve allá, pues, lo que fueron 2 años, y me vine para acá. Porque no tenía yo a nadie allá, o sea, nomás era mi esposo y su familia de mi esposo. Y no, básicamente todo mi mamá, mis hermanos estaban aquí en Tampa. Y también allá me sentía muy sola. Y también sobrevivimos el earthquake en el 89.
Don't be saying my age, man.
Yeah.
Sobrevivimos, that means Lily was there.
Sobrevivimos, sí, fue un... Sí, cuando tembló en el 89, estuvimos nosotros allá. Y de ahí me puse como en depresión. O sea, me daba miedo estar en una luz y estar como abajo de un puente y que fuera otra vez a temblar.
That's crazy.
Y quedarnos ahí aplastados, como mucha gente murió en, en San Francisco. O sea, la gente que vive allá y que pasó ese temblor va a entender de qué estoy hablando. Y me vine para acá. Le dije a mi esposo, me voy, tú me sigues. Yo me vine en abril y él se tenía que venir luego y no hasta julio.
Dang. Describe Lily.
Describing Lily.
Oh, shit.
Pues describir Lily.
You can leave that door open.
Que es una persona que es muy luchona, muy perfeccionista.
Oh, my God, yes.
Perfectionist, I am.
Tiene que ser todo con exactitud. Y pues, ¿qué más puedo decir? Que todo lo que quiere lo ha logrado y le echa muchas ganas.
Tell them how I was when I worked with you at the store, like fixing everything. When she said perfectionist.
Todo lo en la tienda, o sea, si una latita estaba volteada del otro lado, todo tiene que estar en un mismo sentido.
All the tables facing the front. So I would be there flipping all the cans, all the jarritos, everything. Even if they were like in the back, all of them. So when they rolled down, they rolled down straight. You know, like perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
O si una cosa está aquí, la mueve para acá. Siempre está ella siendo ocupada en algo.
So there's nothing I could tell you about Lily because you know every little single thing. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is one of the biggest travesuras or the biggest headache that Lily gave you? Like, tell us, you know, in detail. Yeah, be honest. Don't be.
Nos quedaríamos aquí toda la noche.
Was she bad? Was she bad? Like, as bad as she says?
Yes. Sí. Sí.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Desde chiquita. Mira, cuando regresé de San José, que nos vinimos para acá, que nos mudamos. En lo que yo estaba, en lo que mis hermanos me estaban dando la bienvenida ahí en el aeropuerto, ahí es donde vas y reclamas las maletas. Cuando vengo a ver, como ella caminó a los 7 meses, ella ya a los 7 meses la niña andaba caminando. O sea, tenía prisa por aprender todo y ella...
Y según dicen que no...
I already know what you're
gonna say. Estaba muy feita, nadie la quiso cargar, so that's why she had to walk. Según dicen...
No,
that's a theory.
Ella fue la primera nieta de mi mamá y la primera sobrina de mis hermanas y mis hermanos. So,
so she was a...
Lily era un dios para ellos.
Oh. As the lamb.
O sea, siempre. Ajá.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pero te digo, esa vez que ellos me dieron la bienvenida ahí en el aeropuerto, cuando volteamos a ver, Lily andaba en la banda de las maletas.
Going around in circles.
Alrededor. O sea, ya le faltaba poco para llegar allá donde se meten las maletas. Y mi hermano la vio y se fue corriendo y se brincó y todo para poder quitarla de ahí. Pero era siempre estaba viendo a ver qué hacía. También le gustaba mucho jalar las alarmas rojas en el aeropuerto.
I remember doing that too.
En el aeropuerto iba y ve los switches y están las alarmas. Jalaba al ese y se desactivaba.
So she was one of those kids that you cannot take your eyes off.
No.
Like you gotta watch them all the time.
Grabbing everything.
Ay, sí. Tenía, ella, con ella sí tenía que andar atrás de ella. O sea,
that's why I don't have no kids
si
yet
tú no oías ruido, era porque Lily andaba en algo.
Oh, my God.
Sí, era.
And what about, let's fast forward like a couple years, like 5 or 10 years, something that you remember as her teen years, that she did something crazy or something that te resalta, que dices, no, no, hombre, no, I can't believe she did this. Or, I mean, you could be as transparent as you want.
Yeah, but I've already told them everything.
Yeah, they know a lot. They know a lot of the crazy stories, but maybe you might bring a new story that we don't know about.
Oh, you could tell them about the time that my dad waited for me on top of the
roof. Ay, Dios.
That's a trending topic on the podcast, by the way.
Mira, yo a veces sabía de muchas cosas que ella hacía y yo lo mío era hablarles, o sea, no era pegarles, no, porque a mí no me gustaba la violencia. Me sentaba, le hablaba de una manera, de otra. Muchas veces la iban a buscar sus amigos a la casa. Estando ella presente, yo les decía, ella no está. Y las amiguitas decían, pero si la estoy viendo, está, pero no para ti.
No para ti,
y
right.
Le cerraba Let's yo la go. Puerta porque no eran buenas sí, amistades. Sí. Y esa vez que su papá se subió al techo a esperarla.
Looking like a damn gargoyle.
Ay, Dios. Yo me levanté como a las 3, pero ya eran 2, 3 veces que ella lo hacía. Entonces ya yo estaba preocupada. Dije, no puedo seguirle cubriendo porque se va a meter en problemas, me le va a pasar algo y luego yo cómo voy a quedar. Entonces le tuve que decir a su papá. Le llamaba, yo a veces le decía, tienes 5 minutos para llegar.
Dang, she was looking out for you.
Sí, tienes 5 minutos para llegar a donde estés y más te vale y regreses. Ese día yo creo no cogió mi texto, no sé. Y le tuve que decir a su papá, ay, él va a ver este video, me va a matar, pero bueno. A lo mejor y no llegamos a los 35 de aniversario.
He's not gonna watch.
I don't think he watches.
Es para el 19
he
de mayo.
He watches the podcast. I don't think so.
Quién sabe. Los amigos know. Y todo le cuentan.
Le cuentan, luego sí. Le cuentan.
Así que si están viendo amigos de él, no le van a decir nada, ¿eh? Bueno, entonces pues le tuve que decir. Oye, Lily no está y no está. ¿Cómo que no está Lily? Sí. Ah, se levanta. ¿Ya la buscaste? Ya la busqué y no está. Oh, bueno. Se fue al cuarto, se abajo de la cama. Esa estaba ahí. Porque todo lo llevaba la pobre de Gerald.
Thank you, Mom, for acknowledging that and taking account.
Ay. Bueno, entonces yo pensé para ese tiempo que él se había ido a buscarla. Ajá. Pero resulta que se había subido a la azotea.
Porque él sabía que de todas maneras iba a llegar.
Tenía que llegar.
Tenía que llegar.
Y él sabía que por la, obvio, por la puerta principal no, iba a entrar.
So from the roof, he could see
the whole house. Del roof, podía ver hacia la calle y hacia el callejón, porque daba un callejón.
But our old house, it was one story, but it was tall. Like, he was at the peak.
Sí, estaba alta. Entonces ya llegó y ya empezaron a hablar. Yo iba y me escondía en la cama y me tapaba los oídos. No quería
saber. No quería saber nada, ya hasta la next morning.
Ya después, pues ya. Pero sí, ella era muy, le valía.
But that day he didn't do nothing. That day he was just like, go to your room.
And you already knew, like, mad. You're like, dang.
I thought I was going to get my ass beat.
He pretty much killed you with silence that day, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Estaba planeando cómo.
Yeah.
No sabía ni cómo. Well, you guys, this first part of the podcast flew by. We're going to take a little quick break and we'll be right back.
A quick word from our sponsor. 6 new t-shirts are now available. Shop now and use code Lily and Bay. Download the Guaris app, link in bio.
All right, you guys, and we're back. And we still have a bunch of questions that you guys asked. But something that I want to say is my mom no quería tomar. And look at her. She's almost done with her sangria.
For real.
And now that we're on that topic, mom, Arelis says, ¿cuál es la famosa receta de su sangría?
Vamos a hacer otro programa.
She's lying. I already knew.
Well, we should do like an actual vlog. Like
para enseñarles. Sí, les enseño.
No, would you really?
Sí, claro.
She's lying.
You believe it, babe?
I don't believe it. She don't even want to give it to me half the time. But we'll see. All right, Matt. They want to know, what is your dream vacation?
Ooh. Like, detailed.
Ir a Jerusalem.
Why that face?
You're just saying that because we're taking my grandma this year. Matt, di otra cosa.
Next
because
one.
No, you're
no.
Lying.
What about Paris?
Ir a Tierra Santa.
Yeah?
Sí.
Not Paris.
No,
Italia.
Eso ya viene después. Eso
ay, mamá. No, I don't believe you.
Sí.
You're lying.
How are you going to ask her and then tell her que no?
It's because she wants us to take her también to Jerusalem.
Yo me voy.
Do you think that's my mom's dream vacation?
I really know what the fuck I want. The hell I know somebody else.
Okay, what's your second?
Yeah, your second.
There you go.
De para viajar. Me gustaría mucho ir a Costa Rica también. Mm-hmm. Pero no con ustedes. O sea, irme en un trip con tu papá.
Do you know how much
yo tengo muchas metas.
Uh-huh.
Y ir a Costa Rica, a Brasil, ir a conocer.
Wait, do you know how much the tickets to Brazil were?
No creo.
$300.
Yeah.
Pues es lo mismo como de aquí a México, o sea, no puede
Mexico,
ser tan caro.
Like
but for your mom, it's never been money.
Yeah,
it's been more about time and making it happen.
But I feel like sometimes
happen,
when
you know?
I tell her, she'll be like, "There's only that much," you know?
Right. No, but I think it's right. You would say it's more about making time
it's
and
making
actually
time.
Make it happen.
Y lo que pasa es que cuando yo viajo, me quiero llevar a aquella, me quiero llevar todos. Como las vacaciones que hemos tomado,
ajá,
siempre, o ya sean vacaciones pequeñitas de un día, o sea, que nos vamos a Orlando.
Mm-hmm. St. Augustine.
O San Agustín. Siempre tengo que cargar con todos los patitos.
Yeah, she wants all of us to
ajá.
Go.
That's
but
funny.
The reason... Es la manera en la cual yo me divierto, o sea, es lo mío.
Pero a Costa Rica dijiste without me.
Bueno, sí, ya salir fuera de aquí del estado, fuera de aquí del país, sería pues unas vacaciones... Con tu papá.
You guys, the reason I went like this when she said Costa Rica being her second one is because you guys know Mando and I leave like in 2 days to Costa Rica. Never in my life did I know you wanted to go there. And you know what was funny?
San Jose.
Nito iba a ir. Y he was like, but he can't leave Luna because, you know, she still breastfeeds, uh-huh. You know? He said, I'm about to pay for my mom. She could go with us.
¿Quién dijo? ¿Nito?
Nito. Pero ibas a ir de babysitter.
No, yo sé. Ellos me dijeron.
You can be everywhere with us.
Ellos me dijeron, are you ready? Pero el tiempo, o sea.
It's because my mom runs a store not by herself, but she likes to be there. Yeah. Even if she has people helping her, she has to be there. So that's always been a big debate with the whole family. Like, bruh, let it go. Go somewhere, leave somebody there, y no pasa nada, right? But we'll keep trying with that, right, Ma? One day.
Yeah, because we went to New York not too long ago, and you had a blast. You loved it.
Yeah.
And look, I'm going to tell you one thing that I noticed recently, pero ya me regañaron. Pero lo voy a decir.
What?
Alguien de aquí salió igualita que usted. In terms of, she's like, okay, pónganse aquí para la foto. O foto aquí, foto acá, foto aquí, foto acá. Or grabando on live.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when I first
que
met.
Que me regañaban.
Oh, my God, Mom. More pictures. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. In some way.
I hate the pictures.
But bueno. Now she's the one.
But I only take like one or two. My mom be the whole night. Yes or no?
No, yo creo que las fotos son importantes porque son las memorias que se quedan.
Mm. But yeah, you guys, my mom is the queen of pictures, mm-hmm. The queen of being on live. Not live.
Ya, yeah, ni una más.
The queen of recording. Right?
Yeah, recording.
Yeah, yeah. You should have a freaking YouTube. How much you record, you might as well make money off of
it. Leave it.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Next question, babe. Okay. What you got? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, somebody asked, how did you start your business and what was the toughest and the most rewarding part of it? So how did you, there's three questions. How did you start? We'll start with that one.
¿Cómo empecé? Pues primero, tomar la decisión de tener que dejar mi trabajo. Uh-huh. Y después, pues, contárselo a tu papá, o sea, y lo más difícil, pues, es que tener un ahorro, porque para hacer dinero tienes que tener dinero.
Yeah.
Creo que...
Do you remember how much you started with?
Oh, bien poquito. Lo que pasa es que yo, antes de abrir mi negocio, ya yo vendía joyería, ya yo tenía clientes.
Business,
sí, por 10 años antes. Yo empecé a vender joyería desde los 18 años. Uh-huh. Entonces ya después cuando tenía yo 28 años, abrí mi primer negocio. Y ya era más fácil porque tenía los clientes, tenía un fondo que me respaldaba, o sea, tenía dinero cada fin de semana. Y el señor con el que yo vendía joyería, me abrió un crédito mucho más grande. Uh-huh. So empecé yo así. Y nunca quedar mal, o sea, el señor me daba ese, ¿verdad? Ese plan de crédito, pero yo le tenía que dar mi palabra que cada semana le tenía que pagar lo que habíamos acordado. Uh-huh. Y así empecé. Empecé con una vitrinita y al final se hicieron 5 vitrinas. Uh-huh. Pero todo se puede, o sea, todo es con sacrificio, obvio. Y estar constante, no decir, ay, hoy no voy a ir a abrir o hoy no voy a ir. Es como les digo, yo tengo que estar en mi tienda para saber qué pasa en la tienda. Uh-huh. Si es una emergencia de enfermedad, pues me tengo que quedar, no me queda de otra. Pero mientras me pueda levantar de esa cama, y mi motivación pues son mis hijos, lo que les voy a dejar, el legado que le deje a mis hijos, a mis nietos.
Yeah, porque vas a unas tiendas y un día están abiertas y un día no. Y ya, pues, te desanimas. You're like, ah.
Ya no voy.
Ya, ¿pa' qué? Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, that's constant work, always there, Monday to Sunday.
All right, what was the toughest or hardest obstacle you went through as a business owner?
Pues yo creo que obstáculos... Tener que dejarlos a ustedes 45 minutos en un, o sea, fuera de donde yo estaba con la tienda. Eso era el único obstáculo que siempre le pensaba. Porque ustedes se quedaban en Tampa y tenía yo que ir y venir. O sea, 45 minutos de viaje en carro. Uh-huh. Y luego pasaba algo en la escuela, me llamaban. Y el no poder estar ahí en el momento... Uh-huh. Yeah. Eso era el obstáculo más feo que que su tía Neri pues era la que siempre iba y resolvía y daba la cara por mí. Pero ese era el único obstáculo, de tener que estar lejos de
sí, de ya lo demás de, like, you know, building the business and everything else, it'll come.
Eso llega solito, o sea...
Todo a su tiempo, right?
Todo a su tiempo. Tú vas aprendiendo porque, lógico, yo nomás tenía experiencia de vender casa por casa.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. O sea, hacer mis clientes así. Cuando y empezó. Tenía que dedicarles uno a media hora de mi tiempo, enseñarles una demostración de joyas y ya ellos escogían y venir cada semana a cobrar. Pero después de ahí se dio el local 45 minutos fuera de Tampa. Mm-hmm. Todos los días manejar hasta allá.
We, for us, I know you guys probably like, girl, 45 minutes is normal. Porque siempre en LA, los que allá nos dicen que eso no es nada. To them, that's normal. But for us, it was always normal for my mom to work 5 minutes away. Eight minutes at max away. So 45 minutes is like... It's a little mission, you know?
Era otro estado casi.
Yeah, 45 minutes to get over there, 45 minutes to get back is like almost 2 hours of, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, and like you say, anywhere else, I mean, in bigger cities, a 2 hour drive is nothing. Yeah, it's just you. Normal. Yeah, right, yeah.
But for us, it was like, oh shit, you know? If something happens, my mom's not going to get here to like an hour at most, you know? So yeah, what was your most rewarding part or what has been the most rewarding part of having a business? Like, what's your favorite part, basically?
De que puedo juntar a todos mis hijos y llegan a comer ahí. Mm-hmm. A veces hago, al propósito, hago algo especial y les llamo y les digo, vengan a comer y llegan.
Yeah.
Toda la familia está alrededor.
Yeah.
O sea, mi hermano.
Yeah.
Y pues, no sé, es otro, se me like ha cumplido todas las metas que he querido.
Yeah, my mom's store is in the neighborhood where we grew up at, the one that she's at right now. And all my uncles live like a block over or two blocks over. Within 5 minutes, everybody. So, a lot of times her brothers will be walking down the street, walking the dogs. They'll come by after work or we'll go by before we get to the warehouse or after the warehouse. My brother lives right down the road. Literally, everybody's right there. La tienda's always on our way.
Primos, primas.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like cousins. A big community too.
Yeah,
like,
she gets to see all my cousins that maybe we don't see all the time unless we go to a party. But my mom sees them like every day. Driving around, coming to the store, and All right, how do you feel about us flying out so much? Do you feel happy or do you get worried? Dice GSE22.
Pues me da un poquito de preocupación, pero a la vez me da gusto de que están logrando ustedes sus propósitos, todo lo que se ponen las metas. Y nada más que se cuiden, como les digo siempre. O sea, uno o el otro no tome tanto y siempre estén, have back to back, you know, cuídense. Yeah. Y estoy, tu abuelita, pues, siempre está rezando por ustedes.
She really is.
That's dope.
Mi mamá siempre.
Yeah, because she knows that we like to get lit. So I understand why she gets
worried
sometimes. But then she knows that we are good people. Like, you know, we know how to take care of ourselves.
Y luego se van tan lejos. Yeah. No es como que están aquí a la vuelta, se va uno a la...
Can't even pick us up.
No, pues no.
What do you feel about Lily being an influencer, people coming to want to see her? Do you and do you enjoy being on camera? Yeah.
Y by the way, shout outs to Nancy Gomez, somewhere out there in Chicago.
Nancy Gomez?
Es una follower tuya desde...
Chicago,
y ella cuando viene siempre va a la tienda y trata a ver si estás por ahí.
So, it's more
pero
than
no
once.
Le ha tocado. Sí, more than once.
Damn, from Chicago?
Sí, from Chicago.
Next time, invite her to the next time.
Una vez te marqué, pero no me contestaste. Y después dice, bueno, la próxima vez que vuelva a venir, le voy a
volver. I usually answer my mother, so I don't know what happened that time.
No, yo le dije, a lo mejor está ocupada o está en una entrevista.
I think it's the time I called you back and then you told me about that.
Oh, yeah, it was all late, probably. Mm-hmm.
Pero ha habido varias que llegan así y van hasta 3 días in a row to see if they're able to see you. Y ya cuando yo veo que
I
ya
try to go on the weekends. Uh-huh. Like, at least I'll slide by.
O a veces te acabas de ir hace 2-3 minutos.
Yeah.
Y llega, no, pues sí. Oh, bueno, apenas el, ¿qué fue? ¿El sábado? Llegaron unos followers tuyos.
Oh, yeah.
Una parejita, Carla. No se me ha olvidado lo que te prometí. Porque te siguen y yo sé que están, lo van a ver.
Ajá, ajá.
Entonces, no me he olvidado de lo que le dije y, yeah. y luego te llamo.
Oh, let me see.
I do have a question for you, and a lot of people wonder. Do you think that we drink too much? Do you think that we are alcoholics? Does that ever cross your mind?
No, no, no.
Why is that?
Porque yo pienso que, pues, es puro show.
Yeah. Dang,
ahorita nos estamos tomando.
I mean, obvio. We are, but yeah.
Pero yeah. Es nomás un ratito en lo que pasa la cámara que mm-hmm. ustedes están tomando o algo así. No es como que pasan las 24 horas del día. Right.
So you see the real us.
No, y se miraran ya acabados, ya demacrados. Ya.
Yeah.
No, no. Yeah.
Last but not least, what advice would you give someone who's trying to start off a small business of their own? What advice would you give them?
Que lo hagan. Es mejor decir lo intenté a que te quedes con la duda y no sepas cómo te pudo haber ido.
Mm-hmm.
Eso es todo.
Yeah.
Y échale chingo de ganas.
Muchas ganas.
Porque si te vas a meter de una vez, métete
sí,
fuerte.
Sí, sí, sí. Tienes que ser constante. No es como que, ja. Mira, cuando yo inicié el negocio, dije, van a ser 5 años nada más. Pues ya, en 5 años me hago rica, me hago de eso. Que va. Aquí estamos 23 años después. Y sí te da para, ¿sabes? Para llevar la vida que uh-huh. llevamos, para comer, para pagar tus biles. Y estamos bien. Y para ser tu propio jefe, uh-huh. que es lo que yo veo. O sea,
you decide times,
yo decido, when, ajá. Yeah. Lo más bonito de tener un negocio, como le digo, es tú tener la llave. Porque a veces, uh-huh. Como Nito se va a sus eventos y le digo, ¿te imaginas? Es lo de nosotros. Uh-huh. O sea, nuestra tiendita. Mm-hmm. Podemos abrirla cuando nosotros querramos.
Right, right.
O sea,
si un domingo quieres.
Un domingo o hemos visto peleas ahí uh-huh. que no tenemos un horario que tenemos que irnos. O sea, yeah. a las 10 se cierra y ya hay que irnos para casa, ¿no? Uh-huh. Entonces nos quedamos ahí ya, a ver, ahí con la familia, a pasarla un rato bien.
Yeah. But yeah, ma, that is it for today. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you guys back at home enjoyed this también. Were you nervous at all or no? Was it
nah,
easy?
It was easy.
You think it was easy?
I think it was easy. It was flowy. I do want to tell you guys something. For the people that still got their mothers, you know, cherish them, show them love. You know, give the just be very minimal with it. Give her the roses. Give her some chocolates for Mother's Day. Appreciate her
awesome.
As much as you can, right?
Also, give your baby mama something.
Give your baby mama something.
Yeah, give your baby, because she does more in a day that you probably do all year.
Sheesh.
Ahora, ¿qué cosa te están hablando?
Take the time, go buy, you know, go to 7-Eleven, get you one little rose.
But would it be weird if your baby daddy gives you something?
Why would it be weird?
I don't know.
I'm the mother of his children, that shit don't change.
Just facts. I think I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
It's not like he's riding me a car.
Like, don't do it for him. Do uh-huh. it like for the kids.
It's
okay. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciation. Like, look, it's Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's showing
and
appreciation.
And your mother of my kids. Yeah.
Wait, would it bother you if I had a kid with a guy before?
I don't know, but that's not the case. I don't got to worry about that.
No, no, but I'm asking.
Thank God. No, I don't know. I don't think so.
And he would be like, no disrespect, of course. Like, there's never been
any. But he's going to give you flowers?
Weird, but like, here, this is from the kids.
But
obviously he went to go buy it, you know? Like, would it bother you?
I don't know.
I think that's the healthy way of doing it, because you're not, like you said, you're not doing it for the kids. You're doing it more so for... I'm sorry, you're not doing it for her, you're doing it more for the kids, for them to see, like, oh, he does see what my mom does,
yeah.
and he appreciates her, and he's showing it.
Yeah,
you're creating that routine and that, like, I don't
I guess it just depends how the relationship
like
is, you know?
Yeah, like, he's a cool dude. He's right. already married.
Right. Y si no le pegan.
Sí, también.
Porque si...
Because obviously, if you're toxic and he's toxic
and he randomly...
Then I get it. I get it why it's not going to work. But if everything's healthy, he's doing his business, he no se mete contigo.
Yeah, yeah. All right, y'all heard. Give your baby mamas gifts, too.
From the kids. Mamas, from the kids. If you're not toxic. Yeah, yeah. Right. I can see that. Any moms, all moms deserve it, especially if they have been there for your kids, if they have been there through it all. I feel like, yeah, they definitely deserve something.
But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed episode 38 with nada más y nada menos que Doña Leticia, Lily Bay's mom.
Yes, ma'am. Wait, one more question. How do you feel that they call me Leticia when I'm super lit, just like you?
Digo, esta me andas arrastrando hasta en el piso. No, o sea, podías haber escogido otro nombre But más bonito, ¿no?
Es mi amiga Blanca, a ella le dicen Patricia.
Te hubieras puesto La Quisha.
La Quisha. We were looking for something
La Quisha.
To I like match that. Patricia. Yeah. Yeah. So we started going through the alphabet, then we got to L, Leticia, and we were like, bruh, it's meant to be.
Van a decir la gente que soy bien pinche.
No, no, it's not because of that. It's just matched with Patricia. But yeah, you guys, that is it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and we'll see you guys on the next podcast. Bye.
Bye.